Oh dear. What's. Good lord, what's that? I just blow the. Good grief. It's an audio boo. So, hello there. As you'll have noticed, I've just blown the dust off my Audioboo app, and I've just rediscovered it. And hello. Hello, Audioboo. How are you doing? I've not seen you for... oh, Lord, it's been about a year, hasn't it? Oh, dear, how embarrassing. Hey, guess what? Well, I say guess what. You've probably noticed I just knocked up myself a little theme tune. How silly is that? Well, I thought if I was going to do this thing again, then I'd give myself a little thing. And that's ridiculous and stupid and, hey, look at me trying to be all. But, yeah, why not? Let's give it a go. So, it's July, and after last year's failure, but the year before's... a debatable success, I'm going to do this one audio boo a day thing for the whole of July, like what I did before, and like what I didn't do last before. So, lots of things to catch you up on, if you're a, if you've ever listened to my ramblings before, they are very unstructured and don't mean a thing. And it's all codswallop. And I know nobody ever listens to these damn things anyway, but I don't know. I think it's just a good thing to do. For me, anyway. I don't know about you lot. And frankly, I don't give a monkeys. So, ha-ha. So, this is me. Hello, Martin. It's Audio Boo. It's July. And there we go. I do one boo every day in July when I can... remember to do it. It's not whether I can be bothered, it's whether I can actually remember. So here we go. We call this ridiculous stupidity boo lie, and as previously mentioned, I've given myself a theme tune. And I'm very aware I'm rambling already. I have just noticed as well, whereas in previous audio boo posts that I've done, you tend to get a 5-minute audio boo. But I've just noticed in this update, or I don't know how many updates ago, I have no idea because it's been a long time since I've looked at this app, you get 10 minutes now. You poor, poor people. You get to listen to me for 10 minutes. So, right, coming up today, an update on my last year, really, I suppose, because it's been a year since I did this, as I've already mentioned. So, last year... I left you, I was in London. I was at the National Theatre doing a show, which was incredible and unbelievable. I can't believe that within a year of graduating, I was directing a show that was on at The Shed at the National Theatre, which, whether you may or may not know, I don't know, is a big deal. Certainly was a big deal for me. I don't know about other people. But it meant a lot to me. I'm very proud of the cast and crew of the Young Lincoln Company who did I'm Spilling My Heart Out Here by Stacey Gregg. Last year we got all the way to London and it was a fantastic adventure. We all had a good time and that's all that matters. Since then I have done the Lincoln Young Company. Again, we have done a show, yet again, completely different to I'm Spilling My Heart Out Here. It was called A Letter to Lacey, and it dealt with partner abuse in young relationships, so like teenagers or young adults, shall we say. We did that back in February, March time, and then we... that was in Lincoln, sorry. And then we moved on to the Sheffield stage at the Crucible. And we performed it there. and it went very well. I think it was very well received. I'm equally as proud of this year's cast as I am of last year's. It's very important to say. And it was great fun. We had a lot of fun with it, despite the subject matter that the piece dealt with. Everybody worked incredibly hard again this year, but sadly we didn't make it through to the London round, which in my heart of hearts we all knew was going to happen anyway. We all knew we'd never make it that far. So there we are. We got as far as Sheffield, and we all had a damn good time doing it. So, what's next? Well, I have recently moved into a new flat. It's smaller than my last abode, but just as cosy and comfortable. It's very nice. There's very little to tell you really on that front, other than I finally get my washing machine delivered tomorrow. Oh, don't get me started on that. But the big news, the big thing happening in my life at the moment, which I'm finally allowed to talk about. I've only just been allowed to talk about this, so I'm pleased to get it off my chest. And it's what you'll be following in this month's Boo Lie, if you will. We are, along with some of my friends and colleagues from the University of Lincoln, we're doing a thing with BBC Lincolnshire, commemorating 100 years since the start of the First World War. Now, there is a village fairly nearby to us here in Lincoln. Well, I say a village, it's not even a village, it's a hamlet, technically. There's about five houses and a church, and that's about all there is there. The place is called Friesthorpe, and just over 100 years ago, there was a family there who were called the Beechies. And the father of the family was the local rector. He ran the church there, and between himself and his wife, there were a great many children, not least of which eight young men. Now, all eight of the young men in that family went away to war. They all joined up and all went and fought in the First World War, and out of the eight that went, only three of these gentlemen came back. And consequently, the family was recognised by the king at the time, and they went and were recognised down there. The family was recognised. But we're telling the story of that family through a variety of performances. We're doing a radio drama, which is going to be recorded over two nights in live performances in theatres. And then we are going to do a performance in the Arboretum in Lincoln. And then after that, we are going to take over the hamlet of Friesthorpe completely and utterly. And we are going to perform a piece as if we are those boys and that family and what they went through just before they went off to war and the immediate aftermath of that. I'm aware that I'm not really selling that very well, but I've got more time as the month goes on to explain to you and what's going on with that and how fun that is and what a moving experience the whole thing has been already. It's been incredible. We're having a real adventure with it, and it's something we should all think about a bit more, I think, is the sacrifices that were made by those people 100 years ago. It's quite important and quite poignant, I think. But there we are. So that's today. It is Boo Lie the First. I shall talk to you again tomorrow and let you know what's going on after we have a rehearsal tomorrow night for the radio drama. And I'll talk to you then. All right. See you later, everybody. I hope you enjoy this ridiculous adventure. I hope it's slightly insightful and a bit of a giggle. But it'll never be profound. Don't worry about that. Okay, I'll talk to you tomorrow, everybody. Please leave a comment or whatever. Or not. I don't care, really. See you later. Bye.